new research has shown that taking antioxidant vitamin pills after a cancer diagnosis might increase the chances of the disease spreading. Antioxidants like beta-carotene and vitamin E were believed to help protect our DNA from damage and reduce the risk of cancer. But clinical trials of antioxidant supplements suggest that, in fact, they might have the opposite effect and increase the chances of dying from the disease. A new study on mice with the skin cancer melanoma by Martin Burgo from the University of Gothenburg in Sweden helps to explain why.
Well, first we studied what happens when we gave the antioxidants to the mice that already had small tumors on their skin. So we gave them an antioxidant in the drinking water, and at first we were surprised because we didn't see any effect on the primary tumor. The number and sizes of primary tumors were unaffected. But then when we looked inside, it turned out that the antioxidant supplementations had doubled the frequency of metastasis.
So that's cancer spreading through the body.
Yes, exactly. And that's really the most dangerous part of most cancers' progression, and particularly so for malignant melanoma.
What do you think your results might mean for patients? Obviously, this is an animal study, but are there lessons that we can take, or is it a bit soon to say?
I don't think it's soon to say. I mean, first thing we did after we found this in the mice is that we looked at a large panel of human malignant melanoma cell lines, and we found the same thing there, even when they were cultured, that the proliferation of these cells or their ability to divide did not differ when you gave them antioxidants. And that's in analogy to the primary tumor not being affected in the mice. But then their ability to migrate and invade tissues was increased by antioxidants. So this actually happens in human cells also.
How are the antioxidants having this effect? It seems a bit strange that something like that could be encouraging cells to grow and invade more.
I think the simplest way to put it is that antioxidants can protect healthy cells from free radicals, but they can also protect tumor cells from free radicals. And free radicals can limit a tumor cell's ability to proliferate, and free radicals can limit the ability of malignant melanoma cells to metastasize. So the antioxidant is helping the tumor cell.
Is there a message for cancer patients from this research, perhaps if they're seeing adverts for antioxidants or reading about them on the internet?
This is something that is very important to debate at this point. Research is showing that people who have just been diagnosed with cancer are more prone to take antioxidant supplements than the general population. So this is very important that they find out potential risks of that. It's time to perhaps draw some general recommendations from that and suggest that cancer patients should not supplement their diet with antioxidants.
We do hear a lot about naturally occurring antioxidants in fruit and veg and things like that. I mean, does this mean that people shouldn't eat their five a day or avoid fruit and vegetables?
Well, that's a very good question. And it's important to note that we have studied antioxidant supplementation, and we have chosen doses that you would be expected to get as a human if you were taking a supplement, a pill. But it's not excessive doses. You wouldn't have to take a lot of those pills. You would have to take a normal dose of an antioxidant supplement. So there's no reason, at least from our studies, to suggest that antioxidants in the food would cause this effect.
So eat your five a day and save your money on the vitamin pills. That was Martin Burgo. He's from the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, and that study came out this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine.